It's time to tune up your taste buds and take a trip to culinary heaven, because we're live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Marabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern. And now, here's the godfather of Italian cooking, Chef J-Man and Toots.
Hey, my friends, this is Jasper Marabli.
And Kimberly Stern.
Celebrating a special edition live from Jasper's Kitchen pre-Thanksgiving radio show at the Corinth Hen House.
That's right. And you know what I'm enjoying right now? I'm sipping on my Hen House spring water.
Sure. Not only
it's in my contract.
I mean, I'm serious. Not only do we have a whole production crew here and engineers and producers back in the studios and writers and sales force and everybody who edits the show and all that and people walking around here, you have a personal shopper or what's that, assistant?
And I have an assistant.
You have an assistant that brings you water.
Yeah, water, hair and makeup, soon to follow.
Kimberly Stern, boy, you've come a long way, lady. Just keep hanging around, Chef Jasper. You'll see what else is in store for you next year. Kimberly, what a great time to be here at the Hen House Market in Corinth. Unbelievable. All the Hen House Markets, of course.
Well, absolutely. And I walked in this morning, and, of course, people have their lists.
Oh, my
They're
gosh.
Checking their phones for their lists.
That's
They've
right.
got handwritten lists. They're shopping for Thursday.
You'll see a certain girl coming here with her list in a little while. She was home sitting on the
Miss Lisa?
Sitting at the counter breakfast bar doing all that this morning.
Yeah.
But just think, my friend, Tippin's own pumpkin pie that's begun and aged to perfection with pumpkin that's been stored and aged for 3 years, Miss Kimberly.
I know.
Is that something else? And then they blend the pumpkin with cinnamon, nutmeg, and spices to give you a pumpkin pie like no other.
You know, Jasper, one of the favorite things that you do that I absolutely love is when you do a dramatic reading.
But I don't read. This is all from my head most of the time.
Well, most of the time, but I just saw you read.
Oh, you have to call me out. We're not on TV. No one would have known. Thanks a lot.
But it's a dramatic reading by Jasper.
I'll give you some. I'm not going to read right now.
All
it's
right.
time to get your turkey. That's right. It's the Hen House turkey. There's no turkey like this at all. It's fresh, never frozen.
Never frozen.
And there is a big, big difference, my
Huge.
Friends. Oh, my gosh. If whatever you need for your holiday table, everything from the turkey to the stuffing, gravy, green bean casserole, stuffing, and, of course, those
Tippin's pies.
Ah, you're ready for that one, lady.
And cranberries.
Whatever. You're going to love my piece in Chowtown this week in the Kansas City Star because it's about cranberries, but guess what it's about with a certain type of cranberry?
What type?
Well, not a type. A certain preparation of cranberries.
You mean you open the can?
Open
and
a can. It's the jelly
seriously?
Cranberry. Yeah, you're
you
going to like
that.
It. Because that's all I hear from people is, oh, I can imagine what you must put in a turkey. Oh, I don't cook. I know you don't cook for Thanksgiving.
No, I'm going on a cruise.
I know you are. Yeah. Will they have turkey on the cruise?
I hope not. We're going to the Southern Caribbean, and
shut the door. What do you mean you hope not?
I would rather have some nice fresh caught fish.
Not on Thanksgiving. You better. Well, they did have fish at the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and lobster.
Yeah,
that's right. You got me on that one.
See, I did, Jasper.
But some pie. You got to have your pie on Thanksgiving.
I do hope they have some pie.
Tippins has this like carry on pie container you can bring on the plane.
You know. That's not a bad idea.
Oh, I got one. I'm being very honest. It's a little plastic thing.
Okay.
It's got a little handle on it.
I'll
red
get it for you, from you before we go.
You
and
got it, baby.
Mr. G can carry it.
Maybe we give you an assortment of pies, kind of like what we're going to be doing Tuesday with Angela Holgraves.
At Shawnee Mission East, right?
That's right.
Or Shawnee Mission School District, yeah.
It's a certain day that she does every year for the students. Yeah. Well, it goes on for a couple of weeks. We're going to talk with her. We're going to talk with Jill Silva about a pie that they made at Lady Bird Diner that she has the recipe for in the Kansas City Star.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk to another special guest.
Matt Shadow.
That's right.
I love Matt.
And this is great because they're giving back. It's the Ron McDonald House. There's still time to give and to collect your bottle. I have my bottle. Leonard loves it because it's his favorite milk.
Does Leonard drink milk?
Well, it's peanut butter chocolate. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's his birthday tomorrow, so you know he's celebrating peanut butter chocolate.
Happy birthday, Leonard.
Oh. Well, Kimberly, a lot going on around Kansas City, of course. Now, tomorrow, if you watch Guys Grocery Games.
Mm-hmm.
Our local Stretch,
Stretch.
From Grinders will be on there. doing the show, running through the store. I got to be honest with you, and you could tell people now. It's all right.
Right.
I gave it up.
I know you did.
I turned it down.
At first, I thought you were going to say you were going to be on.
No. I turned it down.
Yeah.
I'm considering another one right now, but I turned that down. I'm too old to run through a grocery store.
No, you're not, Jasper.
I like my podium right here. My high podium.
With all your millions of listeners. Well, let me tell you, Stretch will be fabulous tomorrow.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
And he could host that show.
Well, you know what? I mean, if you think about it, the man is really good. I like what he said. He said, hey, I'm not a chef. I play a chef on TV.
Yeah.
You know, he's an iron worker.
He's an artist.
An artist, you know, with
an
iron.
Artiste.
Is it iron he messes with?
He messes with iron.
Look what I just got, Miss Kimberly.
You did.
My own peppermint mocha coffee.
Your own little drink.
See, I have an assistant, too.
Yeah, you do.
And a lot of restaurants are open for Thanksgiving. I just heard my brother Leonard was down at Eddie V's for his birthday, and he said they have a big Thanksgiving coming up down there. I mean, there's a whole list of restaurants in Kansas City. Of course, all the regulars, you know, on the Plaza, the Capitol Grill, and all the big places, of course, for the Christmas lighting that goes on every year.
Have you ever gone to that?
I have.
When you were
little? I used to go when I was younger, and then we also went with Alex a few years ago. But I like to sit in my big chair and pressing the TV channel and watching the guys from Channel 9 News and Channel 41 do it live. And It's a little easier, let me put it that way.
But it is fun.
It's a
fun event.
It's a tradition.
And it's especially fun, I think, when the weather's just a bit crisp or maybe there's a bit of snow falling. You know, none of this, like, summer
weather
we've had.
It's going to be 55 degrees.
Week. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be 55. Yeah. Well, you won't know. You'll be in sunny 80-degree weather, probably.
I will be.
Oh, and I sent you something else this week that I thought was, whoa, breaking news. Look what was just brought to us, Kimberly. With a couple of forks. We have a gluten-free pumpkin pie right in front of us. Is that something else? We had this last week, Kim.
We did, and it is. Oh, Chuck, keep
on opening
Chuck,
that. We don't care.
Chuck from the bakery department, who also is a fabulous cake decorator. Your work is gorgeous, Chuck. Beautiful.
Well, we're going to give away some free pies and some gift certificates to help you with your Thanksgiving dinner. $25 gift certificates. Uh-huh. And pies. It's getting better.
So what's the secret phrase, Jay?
I'm thinking turkey. I don't know. What's better? You're the writer. Come on, something better than turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Yeah. I like that a lot.
And you've got to say it with feeling when you come in to give
us
the
we
got to
make them do like a gobble, gobble dance.
Yeah.
I like that, Kimberly. Can you imagine some of our friends walking in? Come on, guys. You're out there right now. Come on out. Get out and about. The Hen House Market in Corinth. I have 6 free Tippins pies to give away, and I have 5 Hen House gift certificates to give away. I'll bet they're all gone within 20 minutes.
I bet they are. I bet they are. And, you know, tomorrow is the Roastery's last food truck brunch Sunday
of
the year.
Is Magnolia's going to be down there, I heard?
I'm not sure about Magnolia's.
I saw it last week. She was down there.
Yeah, they rotate. I mean, they have such an array of food truck vendors. They've got makers. They're going to have a pie-eating contest tomorrow.
Whoa. What time?
I'm not sure exactly.
No,
somewhere
seriously, a pie-eating contest?
10 and 2, yeah.
Can anybody enter? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Can like a lowly old cook, you know, a little Italian restaurant enter?
Yeah. A meatball maker, sure. Yeah.
Danny didn't tell me about this.
But it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it'll be fun. It always is.
Oh, I'm into this one. Okay, I'm glad you told me that, Kimberly.
Yeah.
Also, I was just picking up on something. Thank you so much for the tip and this pie. Oh, my gosh.
What, picking up on something from outer space or what? You're pointing to your head.
I was just thinking about the holiday and what people are grateful for. Mm. And very quickly, I mean, we're going to close this out and bring back Jill Silva and our other guest and Angela Holgraves. But I'm really grateful for all the people who put this show together every week.
It's amazing.
And more than that, Kimberly, and I know I say it all the time, I'm grateful for all you do to keep this show going.
Aww.
Because you do, Kimberly, and it's I never tell you enough. I really don't. So.
Well, thanks, Jay.
Well, we're not going to go anywhere. We're going to come back with a great show, a delicious show. It's all talk, all turkey talk. Gobble, gobble, say the secret word. Not secret word. What is it,
Secret Kim? Phrase.
Secret phrase, gobble, gobble, and you're going to win some free turkey and pie right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
This is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live at the Hen House Market in Corinth, and we're talking turkey, my friends. How about it, Kim?
We are talking turkey gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble, that's the word you need to say right now, because we have 6 Tippins pies to give away. You can even get a gluten-free pie, and we have Henhouse gift certificates given away.
We've got things to give away, Jay.
That's right. The phrase is gobble gobble. Come on out and see Kimberly and I, because we're talking turkey, we're talking pie. It's all about Thanksgiving with our special edition Thanksgiving show. Right now is the time to get your turkey for the holidays, because it's fresh, never frozen. Henhouse turkey.
And I feel like we're in Thanksgiving Central right here.
Oh my
at the
gosh, some of the people
Henhouse.
Passing by us right
I know.
Now. You know, people are in the mood finally. It became, I guess, the cold air happened.
The cold air happened.
And that's what we needed.
That's
here.
Right. In fact, I had a server at Jasper's tell me yesterday the cold air energizes her.
Really?
Yeah. I won't
no
tell
kidding.
You who.
It has to be Crystal. She's okay. So cute.
But what, and you know what I love? I love, there are more men shopping with long lists
oh,
here
yeah.
today than. Than women. Well, I mean, it used to, back when I grew up, it was my mom's responsibility to put that meal on the table.
No, I like doing things. Lisa just doesn't let me. I get to open up the can of cranberry sauce.
Are you not a clean-as-you-go chef in your personal
kitchen? Oh, I am.
Kitchen?
I am, okay. Believe me, but right. Someone else isn't.
No, okay. So you clean up after her?
I do.
You're the cleanup guy.
Yes, I am. Let okay. me tell you something. That's about all I get to do at home with cooking.
So Chuck came by. Oh, where'd the pie go?
I sent it back because it's a gluten-free pie and I wanted other people to sample it. Was well, that a delicious pie?
Oh, it's delicious.
I had 2 pieces. I'm not lying to you. I mean, 2 samples, you know.
Yeah, well, I only had one.
Oh, poor Kimberly. Well, let me get your assistant to get you a piece.
So, you love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love my turkey. Turkey yeah. I mean, I'm tradition. Turkey, mashed potatoes, noodles, sweet potato casserole made with a little bit of Kahlua. Green bean. I like the green bean casserole. 5-cup salad. It's traditional, all-American. You can read about it in the Chowtown, Kansas City Star this week.
And what about rolls? Parker
rolls,
House?
Parker House rolls. Yeah. That's right. You hit it. How did you know, lady?
I just knew. You look like a Parker House guy.
And, of course, you have to end the meal with Tippins pies. And that's what we're going to talk about right now, because we have a special guest, a good friend of my family's, who's doing something special, not just this year, but she's been doing it at the Shawnee Mission School District. Let's talk with Angela Holgraves.
Angela, it's so nice to have you here. You're a special education teacher at Shawnee Mission North.
I am.
And you've been doing something really special to encourage kindness.
We have,
and,
yes.
And tell us about Pi Day.
This is actually my second year running this event. Last year we did it at Shawnee Mission West, and JJ got to see it firsthand last year with us there, and this year it's at Shawnee Mission North.
Yeah.
And my students are actually running the entire event.
So how many students?
Oh, my gosh. I have about 20 different students with a variety of disabilities that are absolutely incredible who are helping to put on this event. They've picked the pies. They picked the posters.
Wait a second. They make the wooden coins.
Our wood shop did that.
That's unbelievable.
And our graphics design team actually designed the poster.
The logo.
Our students did it. It's amazing.
Wow.
Both the posters we had. Yeah, and we have...
I posted on Facebook this morning. You didn't.
Yeah, we try to include as much of the school in this as we can, but students can buy either a full-size Tippins pie or mini pie using our wooden nickels, which they earn through good behavior, showing a good example. Picking up trash without being asked, all different things, just to really encourage that positive.
I would probably lose about 20 pounds in October and November if I went to school at Shawnee Mission North, because I would be doing so many activities to earn free pies.
To earn free pies. And, you know, I think it's such an important thing, especially in this season of giving and gratitude, what you're doing with the kids here.
Yeah, well, and so many of our students are on the free and reduced lunch program. I think we've got about 60% of our kids.
Wow,
so,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's really high. So having a Tippins pie is a real luxury for them. So this
right.
is something they might not have been able to afford in the past. And earning these nickels through positive behavior, this is their way to get back to their family.
And yeah, exactly. They get to contribute to the family table. That's something else.
How
yeah.
cool
My
is that?
Favorite part of the entire day is when the students come at the very end and they're actually handed the pies. I mean, the smiles are just from ear to ear.
I wonder, you pass them out on Tuesday.
We do.
I wonder if they make them to that Thanksgiving table.
Well, if it's a French silk, it doesn't in my house.
No, no doubt about it.
I have to hide one.
Well, let's ask that right now. What's your favorite pie?
Oh, French silk.
It's French
oh, yeah.
silk,
hands
okay.
down. Yeah. My husband is his favorite's apple, but since I do the grocery shopping, we get French silk.
You
get
Wait
French
a second. Silk. He doesn't get his apple pie?
No.
That's horrible.
I'll get him What's a little one.
What's the matter with okay. you?
I'll get him a little one, but you know.
Wait a second.
One.
We have a gobble gobble here. Thank
we
you
do.
Very much. We appreciate you coming today. Thanks so much for thinking of us. Good to see you.
And, you know, of course, Mark Boyer, president of Tippins, the chief taste tester, is involved.
He is, very much so, yeah. And he and JJ both, they come down and they get to work with my students and they get to hand out the pies and, you know, it's my kids love it. They absolutely love getting to meet new people at every chance they get. And I love people getting to meet my students and just the interactions.
Well, what are you saying, Kimberly,
awesome.
Also?
What?
She provides a little lunch for us, too. And this year, her husband's doing a little smoking.
This year we're doing a pulled pork.
I already know the menu.
Yeah. Two variations, either Carolina or
Kansas. You
don't
have to do that. Oh, come on. Seriously.
Well, it's a little bit for my own benefit because it's really good.
No kidding.
So can the community help at all? Can they contribute?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Actually, we just found out Congressman Yoder found out about it, and he's actually going to come.
That's huge.
He's going to come on Tuesday and say hi and meet my students.
How wonderful.
Yeah, and we just got a new learning commons, so our new library at Shawnee Mission North, so he wants to come check that out.
Now, is this over the park?
Yeah. Yes.
Then we need to get the mayor there.
Yeah. Wait, I think he's been invited. I'm not sure if I've
Kimberly,
heard
of him. Kimberly, Kimberly, yeah. Get on the phone.
Well, you and I judged a barbecue
contest.
That's,
the mayor. Come on. I'll That's call right. him. Mayor Lenexa. Who do you want? Who do you want there? We'll get him there.
Not a dietitian. This is not a dietitian.
We'll bribe him with a pie. You know what Mark Boyer from Tippin said this week? All in moderation. Pies are good for you. Wait a second. I hate to keep interrupting, but someone has another phrase for us. What's the phrase?
They get two because look at they did the dance.
They both did it.
They did the dance. I didn't even notice that.
Nice.
Thank you so much, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Dancing with the Stars is your next stop.
We love that. See, Angela, that's why it's so great to the
it
show.
Is.
You meet customers like that and listen to the show.
Oh, I love meeting new people.
And they're here for their Thanksgiving shopping, and they come in and get their pie, boy.
Yeah. Mm. But no, but actually with the community, my students every week run a shop that the students can use those wooden nickels at. And some day times we'll have a shop day that's purely donated by a company. Last year we had Grupo Dell did one. Tippins obviously did one. And then we had a private donor that is one of our main sponsors for Pi Day and did a huge ice cream social at the end of the year.
So what does it take? Do they just call you?
Call it to North and North will get them in touch with me.
Wait a second, how do I go to the ice cream social? I want to know about that.
It was really sticky and very messy, but it was so much fun.
But we have another one. What's the phrase? Gobble, gobble. Thank you so much for coming today. How about
Happy
that?
Happy Thanksgiving.
I told you they wouldn't last 15 minutes
today. They're going today. Like hotcakes.
We love
hot
the
pies.
Listeners on
you
KCMO.
Said pie. That's all you have to say in Kansas City. You
I
said
know.
Pie.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Pie and barbecue, the two magic words.
How many times do you think we're going to say pie today on the show, Angela?
More than I think I can count.
Wait a second. Carmen,
I think you're at about 50 since I've been sitting here in like 2 minutes.
Nino Walnuts is sending me a note, and he just made a comment.
Yeah.
He said, gobble, gobble.
So what he wants is to put it in the mail to him.
And also, I just got a text here, breaking news. Please tell Angela that David Ball will be there on Tuesday at Shawnee Mission North for Pi Day. Is that something else?
Holla.
All right.
And Mark Boyer awesome. Just sent me a note and said, gobble, gobble.
That's right.
I love this. What a great show.
So does he want a Tippins pie?
Who, David Ball?
No, Mark.
Oh, Mark. Mark probably doesn't want to look at another Tippins pie, that poor guy.
That poor, those pumpkin pies. I watched that video of them making them. I'm like, oh, my goodness. All those bakers.
Kimberly did a piece when 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
She got to stay in the pie.
Bakery.
There wouldn't be a bakery left if I went in there.
And she got to stay there all day long.
I did. And you know one of the things, because, Angela, you and I are both French silk lovers.
Oh, yeah.
The speed rack with sheet trays of freshly curled chocolate that goes on. I mean, they hand curl that chocolate.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So it was amazing. It was like, it was better than going to Disney
World. I love that.
French silk lovers. Oh, my.
We have good taste. Don't judge.
I like French. Believe me, I never drink a French silk.
Neither do I.
Here's it. How would you have to be in my house right now? Alex says she's making the pumpkin pie this Thanksgiving when she comes home. Get out of here, Alex. It's a Tippins pie. I'm not going to argue with her. I know who's going to win this one.
Your daughter's getting married, sir. She's a bride.
She's got everything else. Go make the stuffing and do what you can do best. I'm bringing the pie home.
So I'm going to wrap up. I'm going to put a bow around this because we've kind of been all over the place.
Here we are.
But if community wants to participate, if they want to sponsor a future day, or if they want to participate in the pie day, They just call Shawnee Mission North.
Yeah, call up to North. If you want to even maybe swing by on Tuesday, kind of see what we're doing, you're welcome.
We'd love to have you there.
You've got to see the new Learning Commons. It's amazing. Yeah. And the students at our school are just, they are so kind.
Angela,
so wonderful.
69 million listeners across America. You know you're going to get someone there with us. I'm telling you right now. Don't worry about it, honey.
You know what? As long as the kids are getting those pies and they're happy, that's really my biggest concern in the world.
We love what you're doing.
We're giving out over 240 pies we've ordered this year.
Are you kidding me?
240.
Is that beautiful, Kim?
That's incredible. And, of course, all the kids wrote thank you notes.
They did. All of my students wrote thank you notes. And then, actually, yesterday, they put together 37 bags for the homeless. They're awesome.
That's beautiful. Well, thanks so much for coming on. This is Jasper Morabili.
Kimberly Stern.
Talking pies right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
We are live at the Hen House Market in Corn. You need to get over here right now because we have some Tippins Pie certificates to give away for the Thanksgiving holiday still, Miss Kimberly.
And what's the secret phrase?
Gobble, gobble, baby.
And we just had the most darling
How about the young
millennial
couple
come Aww. Up and they did the gobble, gobble dance.
I'm telling you, so many. We gave away 6 certificates and gift certificates are already gone now. We have pie certificates left within 15 minutes and more than that. David Ball is going to join us now on Pi Day on Tuesday.
Pie Day. I wish I could be there, but I'm going to be on a plane.
Oh, that's okay. I'll eat your pie for you. Don't worry, lady. You need to come on out to the Hen House right now and order your Thanksgiving turkey, my friends. There is still time. Yes, even up until Thursday morning, you can get your Thanksgiving turkey.
Get
of course.
Out of here.
Yes, you can.
Wow.
How about it? And you
cool.
can pick up your Tippins pie. Right. Because Hen House Market is your local market since 1923. It's a fresh, never frozen local turkey. It doesn't get any better. And, of course, all the fixings, everything you need, you can put it in your grocery cart right now at your neighborhood Hen House Market.
And it is a beehive of activity here.
Oh, my gosh. How about
can
it?
Can I well, say that, Jill? A beehive of activity.
Oh, Kimberly.
Boy, you know
so
what?
Honey.
Ladies, I'm going to back off on this one because, you know, my little issue. With I can't get the words out pronounced properly and et cetera, et cetera. So all I'm going to do is sit back and look at this beautiful newspaper.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Because I got my I had my right away. I even sent Jill a text like she has time to listen to me saying what a beautiful album. What would you say cover this year?
Uh-huh.
What do you call it?
What do you call it?
Special section.
Special section.
The poster cover.
We're here with Jill Silva from the Kansas City Star. And Jill, this is knock it out, boy. You really did. Look at these photos.
Look at these photos. Look at the recipes. I mean, you could pick this up and do your entire dinner from this, except
absolutely.
By a Tippins pie.
Well, yes, absolutely. Although we do have a pie recipe.
I talked about that earlier.
And it's from Lady Bird Diner, so you may not want to miss that. But what we try to do with this section every year, is the last couple of years, is approach 5 different chefs and say, hey, if we were having a Thanksgiving potluck, here's your course, what would you bring? Yeah. And so, I signed out, and we've got some amazing recipes. People are so creative with their Thanksgiving.
What you did was so great. You hit some hot new restaurants also.
Yes, that is the goal, always.
I mean, Antler Room and
Antler Room and Crockstrom Club and Market and Jarochos, Pescados y Mariscos.
I let you say that because I wasn't going to even touch that one with Carlos Falcon.
Yeah, he might correct me. Oh, I think it's pretty
close. No, you did really well.
Pretty close.
And Elise Landry, of course, from Blue Stem.
Yes, absolutely.
Lady Bird Diner.
Lady Bird Diner. And we've got just some really quality people. And I thought, wouldn't you want their recipes? Wouldn't you want to know their family traditions? And so each one of them was assigned something. Now, it's interesting that I asked Carlos, who's known for seafood.
Exactly. I thought the same
turkey.
Thing.
And But you know what? He pulled it out because this turkey is so different than most turkeys.
Well,
look
at the color alone. Right when I look at it, I knew something was different.
Yeah.
When I saw the photo online. Yeah, I knew it was different.
So he takes some Mexican influence, right? And he uses the guajillo peppers.
Which they have at Hen House.
Yes, they do.
And we're holding
so
a bag right now.
Can you tell me the difference with the guajillo peppers? I really don't know. They're the dried chili peppers.
They're dried chili peppers.
What makes them different from an ancho or...
Well, they're not super spicy.
Really?
Smoky, but they're a little bit smoky, but not quite as much as the chipotle.
Okay.
What this
particular
recipe does, it just flavors your turkey. So, don't think that it's going to make it crazy or anything. It's just going to give it a little more flavor. You know, turkey's bland. It's very bland.
It is.
And so here's an interesting thing that Carlos has done with this recipe, which I think is so different than what's going on. Most of the time, we brine them, the turkey, right? And then we go ahead and hit it with high heat, mm-hmm. and then we back off because we want that brown crust.
Right.
What Carlos does is completely the opposite. You rub that bird
with that dry paste.
With the paste. And it's kind of a wet paste, actually.
Okay.
It's pretty wet. You can just do it in your blender. It's really okay. easy. And then you go ahead and you rub it and you put it in a roasting pan with chicken broth and orange juice. Then seal it.
I like that with the orange juice.
Yeah, seal it with aluminum foil. Uh-huh. You are actually braising until the end when you pop it up
and then
a couple notches
and
then you turn the high heat on. So it really has a great effect on that meat, keeping it moist, tender.
Did you sit with him and when you did this? I mean, because you got into the chef's mind, I can tell right now. Did you sit with him and talk about this and discuss it?
Along the way, we did. You know, at first he was going to do something maybe with seafood, and I said, you know, that might be a little too much for people to take, you know, even though it's a wonderful idea. And he's like, oh, no sweat. Let's do turkey then. And this, I just was not... knocked my socks off. I'm going to be doing this one for my own family.
You are?
No kidding.
Yeah. And friends.
I was just going to ask you, do you fry? Do you smoke? What do you do? Do you bake? What do you do? So you're
going
to do this
one. I usually brine in some form, either wet or dry, and then I go ahead and roast. But
okay.
I think this is a superb way to, you know, it's a different way to try it, and
would,
I think people should think
would
about
Would you believe
it.
The princess that I live with does not brine? And her turkey's delicious, but princess does not brine.
Well,
she won't
know.
Even listen to me. I have all these recipes I developed for henhouse. I make it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she won't brine a turkey.
She wants to do it her way, Jay.
No, she's a sabi tutti go. You know what that means? My
no.
Italian listeners know. It's a know-it-all.
Well, you know, the brining does... you got to have space for it.
Yeah.
And it's an extra step that some people just don't want to do. And what I did learn about this recipe is do your brine early because you need it to cool all the way. And it takes a long time for a big stock pot of brine to cool. So,
do you ever brine with apple cider?
In mind. I have. I've done it with maple syrup. I've done it with, what else?
I did a special dish one, which I'm going to post tomorrow, with Rieger whiskey and
Ooh,
cider. Oh, yeah. It's really,
nice.
Really different.
Yeah.
I wanted to keep it local last year. So
okay, before we continue talking about the food in the KC Stars Thanksgiving special section, I am such a tabletop freak. I love, I mean, ask Mr. G, I've got special closets built just for all of my serving pieces and china. Yeah, I love it.
And you captured something unique. This is really different what you did.
You went to a ceramicist.
I did, and I've done that before, but this year I was kind of racking my brain, and I happened to run into Michael Corvino and his wife Christina, and they told me they just out of the blue that they were looking at ceramicists and different plates from... made from artists around town, and I said, oh my gosh, would you share some names with me? So this was one of the names that they shared with me, Tara Dolly.
At Hoop Dog Studio on Troost.
Right, and I went to see her, and she had just really minimalist pieces. What I love is they're both stoneware and porcelain, and they sort of have these ceramic chargers that raise the dish up, and you can really see that on the cauliflower recipe that we used from the Antler Room, and it just sits on that.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
You know, it's just a gorgeous piece. So, yeah, we like to really, play up the chefs. And I think a lot of chefs are really interested in interesting serveware.
It kind of looks almost like, you know, really not, I wouldn't say modern, but, you know, a little metro.
It's
little,
more,
you know.
Metro?
Metro.
Yeah, metro. Yeah. No, it is. It is.
I told you I wasn't going to say no more this interview. You guys take it from here.
It is kind of a modern spin on presenting a dish.
It is, because, you know, if you look at that, there's a kind of like a charger that goes with some of these dishes, and it just has this really beautiful quality. Why not a clay charger that elevates the dish? It holds it up off the table and kind of makes it your centerpiece.
And let's also talk about traditions, because
you
have a tradition, because here we have all these, and I wouldn't say far out, but, you know, using chili is a little bit different.
A little bit different.
In the turkey and all that, but coming up with just a traditional stuffing.
Yeah, we got with Elise Landry, and Elise has been at Sava, and now she's moved over to Bluestem. She graduated from the Broadmoor Technical Center.
With Bob for
a couple of years back, but she's been working in kitchens, and I asked her if she would... which side dish she'd like to do, and she said, oh, I know, I'm going to do stuffing. I did one for my family last year. They had always done something out of the box and, you know, stovetop or something along those lines. And she said, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and take some local products and make one from scratch. And
I
so
like
she
that.
Did. And she used farm to market and she used Broadway Butcher if you don't want to do your own turkey stock.
Nice. I like that
get
a
some
lot.
There.
Good thinking. Good thinking.
So all of these recipes are online if you weren't lucky enough to pick up
oh,
the
yeah.
Right. All of these are online, and I'm going to go ahead, if it's okay, and post on your Facebook page.
Please do. Jeez. Thank you. We
so
appreciate it.
So people can find the link right there.
Because our social media director probably won't get to it. So, yeah, please do
I understand.
That.
Oh, I understand.
I'm pulling those knives out of my chest right now.
So,
my
Jill,
heart.
We want to thank you for everything you do for the food community here. I mean, you've helped elevate food trucks with what the Star does now on a regular basis with you're very thoughtful in how you approach the food scene, and I know that chefs and restaurateurs like Jasper.
It's different. I wait for it, just like I wait in March. I think it's around March 14th. I'm about to check the calendar again when the next edition comes out, the special
food
issue.
Food
issue.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I think it might be the 12th this
okay,
year.
Okay, I'm
thank
a couple
you
days off. How about that?
But, yes, well, thank you so much. Oh. I mean, I really do love I love diving deep into food.
Yes,
so.
You do.
No doubt about it.
How many
it.
Years have you been in your position now at the Star?
I think it's been about 23 years.
That's wow. Amazing.
That's
yeah.
Something else. Congrats
yeah.
to you.
Well,
and
thank you.
We're wishing your family a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for all you do for our community.
Well, thank you. Love and it. Thank you for having me on the show. You both do
always.
A wonderful job.
This
thank
is Jasper Morabili.
I'm Kimberly Stern.
We are live at the Hen House Market and Court. We still have two Hen House Tippins Pie gift certificates to give away. If you say the secret phrase, which is Kimberly.
Gobble, gobble.
Right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Having fun, Jay.
Hey, this is Jasper.
And Kimberly.
And we're doing what we do best at the Hen House Market. We're eating.
We're eating.
We need to come on out here right now because I still have some gift certificates to give away at the Hen House Market because we've already given away a total of 10 certificates, Hen House gift certificates, and pies. I still have a couple pie certificates for your Thanksgiving. All you need to come in and say the secret word because Kimberly can't get all you need because she's eating.
I'm eating and I've got actually frosting
the
all over my
face.
The secret is gobble gobble?
Gobble gobble. J.C. Craig, our good friend, just brought in some pastries. Oh, my God, Kimberly.
They're incredible. And you know what's even more incredible is Jill Silva just got to meet J.C. And I, of course, wrote a story about J.C. and his Halloween pastries several years ago. And they've never met.
This is
very cool.
This is dangerous being at this table this Thanksgiving.
And look, we're all standing. Even Matt
Shadow's standing.
Yeah,
even Matt Shadow's. Okay,
everyone's
I'm going to sit down.
Standing.
Come
okay.
on, Matt.
Let's sit down.
You can sit down, please.
There you go.
My friends, we're here at the Hen House Market right now celebrating a pre-Thanksgiving show. What a great show we have. And our last but not least final guest. I've been waiting for this. Matt Shadow from Shadow Dairy, of course. They've come up with something that's really, really great. Give them back to the community. And Matt. Really, and you guys have done a lot of great things, but this hit me. This really did.
Good. Well, thank you first and foremost for having us.
Oh, of course.
It's always fun to talk milk and
yeah.
dairy and cows.
Talking butter.
And wait, before we go into the interview, I just want to say how adorable he looks this morning. He looks like a bottle of strawberry milk.
Oh. I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment. You've got a Shadow sweatshirt on, and sure. It's the exact, it's probably color matched to the strawberry milk.
It's pretty close. It wasn't intentional, though, I have to admit.
Barb didn't do that?
No, she did not.
Darn. Okay. Well, it is so much fun to have you because you guys just announced a new campaign to, I love this, to facilitate a conversation around breakfast tables amongst families about giving to those less fortunate. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we've always tried to partner with local charity groups and other organizations that help up folks that are in need, whether it's, you know, this time of year or any time
yeah,
of year.
Right.
And I have two little boys at home. Liam is 6 and Alexander's 2. And we really try to instill in them, sometimes it's harder than others, but, you know, how important it is that they maybe, you know, look to others to give things yeah. versus always wanting things.
That's beautiful.
And so with this, we thought with our bottles and the ability to make some unique bottles, that would be a good avenue to use to really kind of start a dialogue with all of our customers around the breakfast room table, or for that matter, any time, about the value of giving and giving yeah. as a family and getting the kids involved in those conversations. So that's kind of what started this whole concept.
And you've actually got a special bottle, and we put it on our Facebook this morning.
Oh, yeah.
It says donate.
We
it's got the logo, of course.
Yeah.
But so, and is that sold wherever Shadow Milk is sold?
Yeah, so we released that about a week ago, and most of those, we did a limited release flavored milk as well, chocolate peanut butter milk. There's still some available in stores, but a lot of it's gone. Those bottles were done. We did about 8,000 of them. A lot of folks like to collect those bottles, but that was just kind of the start. People can use any bottle of ours to fill with change and take it back to a UMB Bank location between now and the end of the year to donate to a couple local charities that we partnered with.
It's cool because I got to tell you something. What? Lisa every year collects change out of my slacks when I come home, and it sits on the dryer and right on the counter in the washroom, and she has us all ready in just 3 weeks now, it's halfway up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. I hate carrying change in my pocket.
Yeah.
So when I come home, I just empty the pocket, and that's it. The next morning, I start off clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just do that. It's so simple. It's kind of like making sure, you know, you put your pills in your drawer with your toothbrush so you brush your teeth every morning. You know where I'm going with this, Kim.
I do know where you're going.
So put this by the counter where your change goes, and you just fill the jar up instead of let it scatter in the car, you know, left over somewhere.
Yeah.
It adds up.
Well, and, you know, we didn't want to just create this conversation and not provide people with an opportunity or an avenue to take that change that you put or that your wife puts in the bottle. So we actually created a partnership with the Ronald McDonald House, which is a local charity here in Kansas City, as well as Outreach International. And so we wanted to try to empower people that they could take their kids and go to a local UMB bank branch and pick out which charity they'd like to give that money to this holiday season.
So really engage the kids.
Absolutely.
And they have ownership then of the activity.
And the great thing is when they go and they donate the money at that UMB bank branch, they actually can fill out a form, and the Outreach International folks will follow up with a little cow stuffed animal for them for their time and their effort in trying to make a difference in someone else's lives.
I love that. And of course, if you don't have enough change, you could put dollar bills in. You could put a check in, I bet.
Absolutely.
Right?
They will accept anything. Actually, I just saw somebody post on social media that they had a bottle that had more dollar bills than change. I'm sure the charities don't mind.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And I got to tell you something. While you two are talking, you know, I'm on Instagram, and it just hit me, eggnog. And you just posted a photo of eggnog. I forgot about the eggnog.
Yep. We do a regular traditional eggnog, and we do a pumpkin spice eggnog.
How'd I forget about this?
I don't know, Jasper.
I mean, I've been, you know.
You're off your game, hon.
No kidding. Thanks for the reminder. Social media does work.
Yeah, no, it does. But, you know, it's interesting with the warm weather. We've seen sales not pick up really until this week.
Oh, eggnog. Sure, exactly.
The eggnog.
Yeah. But for that reason, we welcome the cold weather.
And you sell eggnog through December?
The end of the year.
The end of the year.
It'll be gone as of January 1.
And December 31st is the cutoff for taking your empty or your filled Shadow Milk bottles, whether it's change, dollar bills, or checks, to a UMB branch.
Yep, absolutely. And all those details can be found at chateaumilk.com/donate. And it'll tell you all the different UMB locations that will accept the change and the timeline as it relates to turning them in.
And you have something special going on at the farm this weekend. Is that correct?
Well, December 3rd, I believe, is the holiday open house.
December 3rd,
yep.
I'm sorry.
So with that, we're welcoming folks out. We have a lot of different opportunities for them to try a lot of our products. We have a lot of sales. They can pet a baby calf, milk a cow, all that kind of fun stuff.
Well, I would take a certain coast. I mean, but first of all, number one, she won't get in the car with me anymore after our last visit to Shadow Dairy.
Woo.
But secondly, she's still mad at me because one of the cows was named after me that day.
No, that was at the Iowa State Fair, and it was a pig, Jasper.
Oh, thanks a lot. Get out of here.
It was not a cow. It was
get out of here.
State
you're
Fair.
Crazy lady.
It was a pig from Jasper County,
you're right,
and they
you're
named
right,
him
no.
Jasper.
Wow.
But it was a good story while it lasted. So, Matt, you and your family, are really part of the community. I mean, part of being in business for you guys is giving back to the community.
We try. We think it's very, very important. And, you know, we're a locally family-owned company that our kitchen table is our boardroom. So we try to do everything we can to ensure that we're taking care of as folks as much as we can.
Kitchen table is your boardroom.
That's right. I like that a lot. You know what? Because if you think about it, that's family. And this is local. This is our dairy. I like to say that, you know, we're very proud in Kansas City.
Yeah.
People can call our local dairy. And the uniqueness of the bottles, of course, that's the big part of it more than anything.
Yeah, thank you.
I got to ask you that real quick. How many bottles do you not get back? What's the percentage?
We get back the majority of the bottles. So we get back about 78% of all
really,
the bottles.
Really, do you?
Yeah, less to the degree of the quartz because people use them for things like betta fish and flowers and all
this. Oh, I know. I have my collection.
Quite
we do.
A collection for flowers. I love them. Down a table for a casual dinner party?
Absolutely.
No, I have my in the cabinet flour, sugar. There's one of
the
powdered sugar or cocoa in there.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's a we
I
use ours
fresh
on.
Flowers.
Yeah, we have the old cap on there. Just boom, pop it off, and just pour it right out. So that when you say flowers, Kimberly, I think of flour. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do. We're on different planets this morning.
Yes, we are. Well, Matt, thanks so much for coming on and talking about this. I know you're very, very busy this time of year. I wish you and your family, of course, mom and dad, you know, it wouldn't be anything without without Barb and Leroy. So wish them a happy Thanksgiving for me, please.
And to you guys as well. Thank you so much for what you do and shining a light on local products. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you next spring.
Yep. Well, Kimberly, it's going to be a great Thanksgiving. You'll be on the high seas.
I'll be on the high seas.
I'll be in the kitchen scrubbing dishes. At my own house, because Miss Lisa will be cooking Thanksgiving
for me. She'll
have
the apron on.
To all our friends and family, Kimberly, to you and your family, a wonderful Thanksgiving.
And to you.
And thank you all so much for listening. David Ball and company, everyone at Cumulus Radio,
Dennis.
We are so thankful. Dennis gets us on the air, and I have my back to him every time we were doing the show. How do you feel about that, Dennis, poor man?
I think he's okay with it, actually.
Thanks for listening to Live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.